Hello and welcome to this episode of Passionate About People. My name is Phil Dave. I'm a broadcaster who works in a number of subjects, but primarily men's mental health and well-being and technology.
Hi, I'm Graham Godfrey. I'm a business mentor and life coach. My speciality is one-to-one coaching with business owners and clients in the music industry.
Hi, my name is Chris Mars. I'm a singer-songwriter. And I am a full-time musician, composer, performer, and that is my life in a nutshell.
Well, Chris, speaking of your life in a nutshell, your life must have looked a little different over the last year because, frankly, if you are a musician and performer, then I'm guessing the performing element, like so many, has really taken a bit of a hit.
Well, it's taken a massive hit. Everything cancelled literally overnight on the evening of the 23rd of March. But what can we do? That's the way it is. And we have to figure a way out of it, which is what we've all got to do, really, is find a way of moving forward and dealing with it.
It's lovely to have you on the podcast, Chris, because we've known each other since secondary school.
Since we have indeed.
Since going to Orange Hill.
I sincerely hope the check is in the post, Graham.
So this is a... this is a wonderful reunion to sort of get back and talk about music and talk about what you're doing. In those days, I remember coming around to your house in Edgware. I used to play the electric guitar and I used to be astounded by the talents. It was just incredible. And I think you actually introduced me to Genesis at the time.
I probably did. I was a big fan then and I still am. Always have been. Yeah, they were my biggest influence at the time, actually. Yeah. We go back a long way, back to school, and it's great to make contact again over the last few months, and fantastic. It really is to reconnect.
Before we had lockdown, what were you doing? Where were you performing? What sort of music were you releasing?
Well, before lockdown, I was performing in different parts of the UK and other parts of the world, doing various live venues for different people and different venues. So alongside that, I was also composing, and I still am composing music for film and TV for a library company, alongside writing commercial pop songs for myself and for other people to listen to and hopefully make into huge hits.
Now, Chris, this must have been quite a leap of faith for you. By the sound of it, so from what Graham has said, that music has obviously always played a part in your life from a very early age. But it must have been sort of quite a leap of faith trying to make a career out of music, because especially in years before, say, The X Factor and all of these other reality TV shows that people take so much for granted now as being a path into the music industry, I'm guessing that wasn't necessarily the case when you maybe first decided to make a career out of this.
I didn't actually decide to make a career out of it. It just happened. I've always been musical. Music runs through my family. Most of the people in my family play an instrument. I gravitated towards it. When I was at school, actually, with Graham at the time, I wanted to go into sound engineering and enter the professional side of the industry that way. But I've always been good at performing, playing guitar and piano and singing. So soon after I didn't take my A-levels, I went straight into performing and started in some clubs around London, and I had some good lucky breaks, which opened various doors, and my writing continued along that path, and slowly doors started opening. I think the key is to recognize opportunities, and once that ball starts rolling, I think in any industry, not just the music industry, it could be acting, it could be finance, it could be anything. If you're really passionate about it, then things will happen.
I always think that when it comes to creativity, and I'm talking from personal experience here, when I speak on radio, there is no greater feeling. I can't describe what that feeling is like. I'll give it a damn good shot, but I'm more interested in what the feeling is like for you. Because, look, from my perspective, it's euphoria. I'm happy. I am using the basic art of conversation to hopefully entertain people. And it's a privilege, and it is immense fun. And it is, frankly, it's a joy. There's no other words to describe it. But when you are lost in music and creating music, how would you describe that feeling to you? What does it mean to you?
That's a very good question. The only way I can describe it is Number one, it doesn't feel like work, which is so important, because I think that is the real secret and key to knowing what you really are put on this earth for. Because when you really enjoy something so much, for example, you say you enjoy making shows, talking to people, understanding how people work, et cetera, that's the way I feel. So going back to your question, it is a passion. It really is a passion. And to want to make the music, to want to create something is something, it's a God-given gift that needs to be nurtured, and to be able to find the way of doing it as best as possible, I think is what life is all about. And we learn as we go along, and we make a lot of mistakes, which is also part of the journey. Putting all those into the mix, literally, creating music is like painting a Picasso. It's the same, but in a different format. You're making music, you're putting notes together. You know, going back to the basics, you're literally putting notes together. It's mathematical, it's a feeling, it's something that you have to spend time on. And when you see it grow and you can see where it's leading, and you believe that's going to ultimately give pleasure to other people. If it gives you a lot of pleasure, it will give pleasure to other people.
My business is called Passionate About Business. I you know, this podcast is called Passionate About People. So passion is a huge thing for us.
Very much
And like you say, you know, if you absolutely love what you do, it's the greatest thing possible. I mean, I have my own radio show.
Oh, I don't know why you haven't told us about it, Graham, seriously.
Well, something creative. But no, what I can say is it's the feeling of doing something that you love, but other people enjoying what you're doing. That's also something that I'd never taken into account. I think what interests me is, obviously, you've got a talent for writing songs and for making music, but where does your inspiration come from? So, you know, you're about to record, you're putting a song together, you're writing a song. Where does the inspiration come, and how does the creativity flow?
It's very hard to pinpoint it, but it just sounds bizarre, but it literally comes out of thin air. I could be walking down the street, I could be sitting watching TV or having a cup of tea or whatever, and I'll get an idea. And I'll record it. I'll record the melody I'll hum it on my phone. I've got literally hundreds upon hundreds of ideas on my phone. And a lot of them come as soon as I've woken up. I could dream a smash hit. You can see that it's a hit. You know it's a hit. And if you don't get it down within a few seconds, you'll forget it. And I nurture a lot of those ideas, and a lot of those ideas end up in my music. So it's a feeling which you just cannot describe, but you just have to go with the flow and things will happen. It's hard to describe. That's the only thing I can say.
Well, okay, maybe if it's hard to describe, maybe it's easier to listen to. I'm wondering whether or not could we possibly put you on the spot and say, have you got one of those very recordings you mentioned just before when you're talking about singing into your phone or humming into your phone that we could have a listen to?
I have indeed. I will dig it out, and it is, hang on a second. Here we go. This is a track that I dreamt. It was an idea that I dreamt. It came to me in a dream, one of many. And I had this idea going around in my head for months and months and months. I knew that I could hear violins playing this. And this is now a track called Taken, which is off my album titled Another Time, Another Place. It's the third track. And I will play it for you right now. So that's the idea that I had.
I love it, and that's how it starts. That's amazing. If people wanted to hear Taken as it sounds now, or indeed any of your album, I take it it's all online and people can find it.
It's everywhere. The album is on my website, which is chrismars.com, but it's everywhere. It's on Apple iTunes, on Amazon, it's on Spotify. So there's a lot of new stuff there as well. But you can listen to it or you can download it. You can pay for it. You can do whatever you want, but it's there.
That was just absolute magic. Don't we get amazing moments on these podcasts, Phil? What fascinates me is that
I feel like I'm presenting with Perry Como. That's how many magic moments we get.
Listen, Chris, you know, Chris is a wonderful guy. It's, you know, I think that I was reading somewhere about the superconscious mind and how we go in from a state of the reactive mind where we're sort of judging ourselves continuously to the creative state of mind where we put ourselves in a place where you can go for a walk or put you in a creative state of mind or something where your mind starts overflowing. And what that does is that triggers the superconscious mind. And that's the place where all these incredible ideas come from. You know, I can say that Chris and I, we're on a similar group. I set up a group called the Supergroup, which is for musicians, and it's to support live music through the pandemic. And Chris is on there, but and comes out with some amazing things, and it's so encouraging for the group. But I think one of the main things, Chris, is that you're just naturally a very positive person, because you're on the group always encouraging others and pushing others to look for opportunities. Where do you think that positivity has come from?
I guess it comes from my family. I suspect it does. But I've always been a very positive kind of person. I've always tried to look on the bright side of life. It's not always easy, of course, because we do have our dark moments. We all do. But I don't know. I'm generally a very sort of happy, friendly type of person and very open and like to help people. Same way I like to be helped if I need help. I don't do it to have the same back to me, but I just feel naturally that I want to try and help people. And I think it's some people are good at it, some people are not.
I think if you're a giver, I think, look, sometimes givers attract takers, but on the whole, that if you give without expecting to receive, it comes back in all different ways. One thing I'm fascinated about is since the lockdown, obviously you couldn't then perform live any longer. How difficult have you found it creating music and then getting it out to your fan base and out into the public domain?
Well, I started learning about live streaming. I was plunged right into the deep end. Same with most other people who have gone down the live streaming route. And as a musician who plays, who sings, performs, plays piano, guitar, etc., playing live is very, very important, and it's something that I will do to the end of my days. But having to find how to live stream and understand the technology and the cameras, the lighting, everything, and in using green screens, special effects, was something that I thoroughly enjoyed doing and have managed to successfully have many live streams, which I continue to do now and will continue to do as often as I can. So I found going into lockdown has forced me into trying to find a way out and trying to keep my mind busy and to keep writing music. So I've basically started writing more and more material and found that the lockdown is probably one of the best things that's actually happened to me in the last year. I've always been one for being in the studio all the time anyway, so it's not that different.
See, what I think is pretty amazing about the concept of music, given everything that's happened with lockdown, speaking from personal experience, I know that music has been, it sounds dramatic, it sounds a bit extreme, but it's sort of true. Music has almost in some ways been a bit of a savior for me during lockdown, because I feel as if I didn't have music to sort of help calm me down and just get me through some of the more manic parts of lockdown, then I don't know where I'd be without, really. It's amazing the impact that music can have on one's state of mind and mood and really emotional well-being.
Absolutely. I mean, if you try watching a film with the sound down for 2 hours, it's not going to be very exciting. So, or listen, watch a film without any music is what I'm trying to say. It's not going to be that good. As soon as you start adding music, it will transform it completely. And all the little incidental special effects and so forth, it's all to do with creating that mood, that atmosphere around a film. Now, when you listen to a piece of music that has been created by a songwriter, you're listening to a feeling that artist had in their mind, in their brain, and something happened in their mind, in their life at that point, which made them write that piece of music. And that is what every musician on the planet wants to share. It's about sharing your feelings through music. Some people do it through poetry. Some people do it through architecture, through presenting, whatever the medium. Talking of music specifically, it's something that is so powerful. Now, I think in a few years' time, we'll be looking back on this particular time in our lives around the world. And we'll, I think only then will we be able to really analyze the importance of how important music is. And also that by its absence, it's such a tragic state of affairs that so many artists cannot perform because of the lockdown. So it is very important. And also it's a huge business for this country.
Look, the lockdown has been, I call it like a change accelerator. It's not really the problem. It's the thing that pushes the problems and creates massive change, which obviously has happened to you. And there is an insatiable appetite for live music, to go and watch live music. So we've all been stuck inside. But sometimes you hear artists, they create the most incredible songs. And a lot of those tracks are created from times where they found life very tough. So it'd be interesting to see that through this period, where a lot of songwriters and musicians had found this a very difficult period, what quality of music is yet to come over the next 6 to 12 months? Because I think when we do look back, there's going to be so much incredible music and tracks coming out that it actually could be one of the most exciting times we've had post-lockdown.
And the other thing also is, I think lockdown has or will be seen as a very, very good filter to basically show or to highlight who is actually any good at performing. And how can I say this without offending people? There are an awful lot of people who think they're musicians who want to have that 50 minute for fame. And it just doesn't, there's no shortcuts to that. So there are a lot of musicians now who are coming out, who are doing, who are streaming, who are performing, who haven't done that before, but who are very talented, and they are continuing down that road. But there are also some who believe that they are good, but they are absolute rubbish. And I think the filter will be, I think lockdown is acting as a bit of a filter, if that makes sense.
Well, what I like about that thought is sort of this kind of analogy, is that a chocolate seashell is only good if it has a praline filling. And by that, I mean that you've got loads of people that could potentially be the shell on the outside and look good, but to actually get the substance of what goes into music, I believe that is a rarer talent. And unfortunately, what we've seen in recent years, especially in the age of factory-produced music, is the exoskeletons. You know, we've seen those who look like a pop star, who can sing maybe okay, possibly with a little bit of help here and there, but let's not dwell on that. But when it comes to actually putting that content together, haven't got a clue. Believe me, see it all the time in broadcasting as well. They might look like they can broadcast. Some of them can't even do that. Might look like they can broadcast, but haven't got a clue what goes into putting that production together.
I tell you what's great is that I did a Facebook Live we did, Chris?
Well, one of my streams, you mean?
One of your streams, the people listening here can come onto one of those streams, because it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's the streaming that I'm doing. So, yeah, that can be accessed through my Facebook, Chris Mars Music page on Facebook. But I stream to Facebook and to YouTube, which YouTube is also Chris Mars Music. So, yeah, I mean, that's me playing a bunch of cover songs and some of my songs. And actually, it's a great thing, because it brings a community together and people enjoy it, because they can listen to some songs, they can request songs, and I'm happy to play them, and people get to know each other. And that's another really important aspect of this lockdown business, because people need to have that community. People need to feel part of a group of people and feel that they're still alive and there is life out there.
Well, quite. And also, the other thing as well is, I find that music is one of those rare, I hate the word things because it sounds like such an unimaginative word to say, but music is one of those rare things, a bit like sport, that actually has the ability to unite us. Look at what happened, say, during the London Olympics. And unbelievably enough, that was nearly 10 years ago. How scary does that sound? But anyway, during the London Olympics, what happened? the world suddenly seemed a bit of a brighter place because people were really focused on the sporting events rather than their differences. And I believe that exactly the same can be said for music as well. Music has that ability to unite people rather than divide. And it's that sense of community that you're talking about, Chris, that I can really, really relate to. And I love it. I love the power of music.
People need people. I think that's what it boils down to. People need the company of other people. And if music can bring people together, then bring it on. Long may it continue. I think that this lockdown has been a very, very, very interesting period in the world, because people, it's allowed people to reset and to think about what they want, what they don't want, and where they're heading. And yeah, it's a very, very interesting time that we're living in at the moment.
Is there anyone interesting that you've performed with over your career? Any sort of standout moments where you thought, oh my goodness me, this is absolutely brilliant? Have you had a lot of those moments?
Well, it started off really when I was 20, 21, when I joined the band A Flock of Seagulls for their American tour and Canadian tour. I was their keyboard player for their last major tour. And then, yeah, I was a lead singer of a house band in the 90s called The Happening, where we had a lot of very, very famous guest stars on the show every week, musicians and actors, comedians, presenters, just lots of different people. Once it was a show highlighting all the best of British sitcoms, and we had stars from It Ain't Half Hot Mum and Magpie and all these really old 70s shows, and you had stars from about 10 different shows just turning up. People that I used to watch when I was a kid, Windsor Davis, and all these people on the buses. So that was great, meeting some old heroes, you know, when I was a kid. But music-wise, yeah, I've worked with lots of different people. Everyone's a star if they're good at what they do, you know.
And what does the future hold, Chris?
The future, what does it hold for me? I want to continue writing music and getting people to listen to my music. I'd like to put a band together and tour it, carry on performing where I'm performing here and there for people and various events, and just continue writing more and more music, because it's just getting that material out there and hopefully bringing joy and moving people through their ears.
Well, might I suggest that, you know, Graham, I'm just thinking, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm sort of seeing a name up in lights, Nobby Holder. What do you think?
Yeah.
No.
Any odd how. Chris, it's been a real treat talking about music with you, seriously, because one thing that is so obvious is that you have such a passion for it and such an understanding of it as well. And I think that's different. You know, I believe that to some degree, most people can be taught how to sing. But just because someone can sing, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are a musician. And that's what shines through with you, is that music kind of runs through the veins. And it's apparent to me, you know what you're talking about. And it's been a real treat. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's been great talking about it to you guys. And I wish you all great success in your future podcasts. I look forward to hearing some more of your wonderful interviews.
Well, you're most welcome to do so, because, of course, if you did want to hear future episodes, please remember to subscribe to this particular podcast in your podcast application. But just before we let you go, Chris, do remind people, if they want to get in touch with you or they want to hear more of your work, where they have to go.
Okay, the main thing is my website. It's chrismars.com. If they want to follow me on Facebook, it's Chris Mars Music. And YouTube is also Chris Mars Music. On Twitter, it's C Mars Music. So that's where to find me. And I also have a Patreon site. So I'm taking subscriptions so you can get unreleased music before it comes out and lots of other goodies, including photos from the tour, from past tours and things like that. So lots of goodies that are not available for the general public. So you can find me under the patreon.com/Chris Mars Music.
I have to say, it's been an absolute pleasure. And Chris's music is great. You've got to download it and listen to it. I've been listening to it for years and years and years, and it's very, very special. If you want to contact me, I get loads of messages after these podcasts on gg@passionateaboutbusiness.co.uk, or you can have a look on Instagram under Nobby's World. But don't contact me on Twitter because I've only got 13 followers and I don't really use it that much.
Actually, I'm also on Instagram. I forgot to mention the other. Also, Mars Music. Instagram. Don't forget that one. Let's get more followers for Graham.
And if for whatever, yeah, that seems to be a running campaign throughout these podcasts. It hasn't worked so far. And if for whatever ridiculous reason you want to get in touch with me, you'll find me across social media at Mr. Phil Dave. But from myself, from Graham Godfrey, and of course, from Chris Miles, thank you very much indeed, Chris, and thank you for listening.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.